assistance. We've got the ready attention of the Fire Department of New York. So it works, and last night showed that.
The 37-year-old from New Jersey was carrying two gas cans, lighter fluid, and lighters. He's being questioned by detectives, and it's unknown if the motive is connected to the recent fire at the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. The Labor Department is reporting that 192,000 Americans filed first-time unemployment benefits last week. That's 5,000 fewer than the previous week, and the fewest since September of 1969. This is USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA.
Senator Rick Scott responded to criticism from Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer after the Florida Republicans spoke out in support of a failed bill aimed at helping Puerto Rico recover from Hurricane Maria. Schumer ripped Scott in a tweet, and Scott responded on Fox News.
The first thing I did on the Senate floor, first time I even talked, was about $600 million of food nutrition money for Puerto Rico. Did he go do it? I look at Chuck Schumer and say, this is just about, oh, he hates Donald Trump. It's about he's mad that I did well with Puerto Ricans, and he wants to act like he cares. Well, think about it. When Maria hit, did he go to Puerto Rico and say, what do you need? No. I went there 8 times. Did he open up relief centers in New York? No. I opened up 2 in Florida to help them. Did he waive regulations so the kids get into schools, the parents get jobs? No. So this is just him saying he wants to care, so it hurts Republicans because we actually do care about Puerto Rico.
Over 2 dozen people are killed after a tour bus rolls on Portugal's Madeira Island near the city of Santa Cruz. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
At least 29 people are dead. Another 28 are injured following a tour bus crash on Portugal's Madeira Island. The BBC's Alison Roberts says the bus was carrying German tourists.
The bus came off the road and is now lying on its side. And the local mayor said that people who were killed were projected from the bus.
Authorities say there were no children among the dead.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is BobBurnsSpeaks.com. And I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hunterdon Chamber Radio entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader. Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
All right, welcome everybody. It's, you know what it's going to be? It's going to be one of those shows. What I mean by one of those shows? We're going to get a little bit philosophical today here on the program. Well, one of the things that we've really kind of tried to do here on the program for the 20 years we've been on the air is solve problems. Got a lot of talk show hosts out there that they can rant and rave about various different issues, but they never really come up with any sort of solution. It's the same thing that holds true with Washington, D.C. and the powers that be. There's no incentive to solving problems. And we've always tried to do that. This past week, I got a lot of really great emails. Oh, yeah, what a great email. This is someone sends me actual questions about something that they may have seen, rather than just sending me a link to something. See this link? I've probably seen it. It's okay. You want to send me a link, that's fine. But rather than actually, what happens is I get the same similar types of links from the same people that are obviously trying to convince me of stuff because they're basically grabbing stories from here, there, and everywhere. No. We're Socratic here at the Watchdog on Wall Street Show. We like to utilize logic and reason as best we possibly can. And I see through stories much, much faster than you people sending me links. I can see the proverbial forest for the trees. I can see the narratives by the second question. Like that old television show, Name That Tune. I can see an agenda in about a sentence and a half into a story. Well, this past week, I did get a lot of really kind of interesting inquiries from people regards to the interview that took place last Sunday on 60 Minutes with Bridgewater Capital's billionaire owner, hedge fund, Ray Dalio. Ray also showed up the next day on CNBC. And there was a back and forth with Joe Kernan, who is the resident conservative employee, I think, in the entire NBC news network. And some back and forth between Ray and him. And it wasn't too bad, but Joe was making good points. People want to know what I think. Ray Dalio comes out and said, we need changes to capitalism. The system that's enabling all of these people to get rich, we need to make changes to it. It's not working. Income inequality is out of control. And you know what? I agree. I think it is enormously problematic. We've talked about the issues here on the program much, much longer than Ray Dalio, much longer than Jamie Dimon, much longer than Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, and the rest of them. This past week as well, you had a list of billionaires come out and say that capitalism in its current form simply doesn't work for the rest of the United States. And one of the interesting things that they're putting out there, that the media likes to highlight this because of the current crop of characters that are positioning themselves to run for the presidency in the donkey party, higher taxes. Some of the remedies that these billionaires are talking about are higher taxes. We need to have higher taxes. Really? Really, higher taxes, huh? You're going to raise this money, and then what? Whenever somebody tells you that they're going to raise your taxes, ask them for what? You already have record revenues going to the Treasury. What are you going to use the money for? And unless they tell you we're going to use that money to close the budget deficit and to pay down debt, tell them they're off their rocker. Not a single tax should be raised here in the United States until we balance our budget. They want to raise taxes. That money is going to go right to Washington, D.C., and it's going to go right out the door and waste it. What's the point in raising taxes if you're just going to waste the money in the first place? What, you're going to knock the billionaires down a peg or two? They're not going to feel it. It's not going to change the size boat that they're going to buy. It's not going to do a damn thing. Dalio, and I'm quoting him right now, he said, I'm capitalist. I'm a professional capitalist. The system has worked for me. I didn't have anything, and then I got something through the capitalist system. Okay. So what is this new capitalism that you're talking about, this reformed capitalism? They got nothing. They got nothing. They keep whining and belly aching and talking about income inequality and how bad it is. But there's not a single candidate out there. Donald Trump's not talking about this. None of the Democrats are talking about this. That would actually get to the real problem. And I'm going to tell you what it is right here. Pay close attention. The problem is not capitalism. The problem is we're not practicing capitalism. That's right. That's right. We are not practicing capitalism here in the United States. Oh, we say we have a capitalistic system, but do we? Maybe. And certain levels here in the country. I live in a small town, lots of small businesses and family restaurants and family that compete against one another, and everybody works out just fine. Maybe at that level, yes, but on the national level? Are you out of your mind? Capitalist? These big businesses, for instance, I'll give you, hey, J.P. Morgan. Jamie Dimon is in charge of J.P. Morgan. J.P. Morgan is a colossus. A colossus that is too big to fail. Jamie Dimon has no risk in his job. J.P. Morgan Chase is not going to go out of business. We, the taxpayers, will pay the price if something goes wrong, just like last time. That's capitalist? No. No. It was interesting. The International Monetary Fund this past week, reading a report that came out, and they're talking about monopolistic power and big companies growing around the globe, but they cautioned against doing anything about it. We have gigantic companies all across this country, and they are this big and they are this powerful. Why? Because they're tied in to government. Warren Buffett, Mr. Dairy Queen, I drive an Oldsmobile. Tax me more, please. Please. Honestly, he's got to stop with that act, okay? Warren Buffett's a shark. He's a shark. He knows exactly what he's doing, and that's okay. I don't mind sharks. Warren Buffett invests, and I get it. I do the same thing, too. There are certain businesses out there that are what you would call protected. They're protected. Think of it like, we'll do it in mafioso terms, made men. Regulatory capture. This is where businesses are tied in due to regulations to the federal government. Effectively, what you're looking at is a company that has a large medieval wall surrounding it with a moat as well to keep out any sort of competition whatsoever. You want to know why there's income inequality? Well, you take a look at what these CEOs are making. Look at the size of their businesses. we start chopping these businesses down to size, start breaking all of these big companies up, we just keep allowing these companies to get bigger and bigger and bigger. I looked at a, they had like a little flow chart this past week of the major media empires out there and how concentrated that is. It's a joke. It really is. It's a joke. This is the problem. They talk about what CEOs make and how much more that they're making than their average employee. Well, did you take a look at the numbers that these businesses are doing? They're huge. They're major, major numbers. But the funny thing is, they don't really have any skin in the game. They didn't start the company. They're not an entrepreneur. They manage it. And they sit on each other's boards of directors, and they write each other's raises, and away we go. You know why they're calling for higher taxes, these bigwigs? Because they're smart. They're smart. They wanted to deflect what the real issue is. They know that they're going to get around paying those taxes anyway. They'll find a way around it. There's always a loophole written in at that level. We all know this. It's to keep the barbarians away from their door. Oh, wow, look at them. They're calling on higher taxes on themselves. Hey, listen, guys, if you want, you can cut a check at any point in time. You can take out your checkbook and you can cut a check to the federal government if you don't think you're paying enough in taxes. Have at it. It's all a ruse. That's one of the things I try to get across to people out there. You got to take a couple steps back and stop seeing things through the prism, the lens of the mainstream media, conventional wisdom. It's poison. And most of these people working there, they're not too bright. They're not too curious. I mean, you could take a look at the numbers. Compare the amount of companies that were trading public 10, 20, 30 years ago and compare it to today. Even take a look. We talked about how companies go public nowadays. And how average investors can't get in until well after the fact, the way that these deals are structured. For years and years and years, we've been talking about our watchdog on Wall Street, Axis of Evil. Big business, the politicians and mainstream media working hand in hand. The reason why there's income inequality is not because of taxes. They're not high enough. It's because of that. And we're the only people that have been highlighting it. That's it. Just us. Trump, kinda, in his last campaign. The Republican Party platform, we mentioned this. They talked about breaking up the big banks, bringing back possibly Glass-Steagall. And this could be done across a myriad of other businesses. But that's all gone by the wayside. So when you get these billionaires out there going on TV proclaiming that capitalism is the problem, they're smart. The old saying, crazy like a fox? Yeah, they're crazy like a fox. Going to take a break. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street Show. We invite each and every one of you to become a part of The Watchdog on Wall Street family. Do so by getting to our website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. There, what are you going to find? Our newsletter, consultations, free consultations with our certified financial planners, college planning kits, annuity help kits, our white paper on the financial, it's a retirement crisis. All that stuff at the website, absolutely free. Watchdogonwallstreet.com or give us a call at 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Wouldn't it be great to see your windows in a whole new light? Do it right. Call your local neighborhood experts. Budget Blinds. You'll get beautiful style and personalized service for every budget. We bring the showroom right to your home, so you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. Plus smart home window coverings you control with the touch of a button. And with Budget Blinds, we do it all for you. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. So let's get your home a whole lot of gorgeous. Get your free consultation right at home. Just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
Did you know that more than half our household energy costs go to heating and cooling? Energy efficiency isn't just good for the environment. It means lower utility bills, too. One way to reduce your energy waste is a home energy assessment. Your utility company can help. Or you can learn how to do it yourself at energysavers.gov. That's energysavers.gov. You'll learn to look for air leaks around windows and doors, check ducts for holes, and improve your insulation. Another time to cut energy costs is when you shop for a new appliance. Look for the Energy Star logo and read the Energy Guide label. And there are day-to-day things you can do. Lower your thermostat in winter and raise it in the summer. Close fireplace dampers when they're not in use. And keep air filters clean. For more tips on saving money by reducing your energy waste, check out ftc.gov/green. A tip from the Federal Trade Commission, the nation's consumer protection agency.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast.
I heard this song in a while. Welcome back, everybody. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street show. Always honored to have you tuned into the program. This is the place, and we've been doing it now for a long time, 20 years. Take the liars, the crooks, the cheats out behind a woodshed and give them a beatdown. I'll go off on rants like this, and I know I'll get email questions. Why is it that they don't cover? Why does the media not cover this? Why don't they cover this angle? They're a part of it, you understand? When I talk a lot, I'll give you an example. Let's talk about cable news, for example, which is an abomination on this country. Cable news networks out there, I mean, you just take a look at how they covered this whole Mueller investigation, Russia collusion. They should be shut down. People should be fired left, right, all over the place. But they're not. And you take a look at the ratings, and the numbers don't matter. If these cable news networks were actually standalone based upon the type of coverage that they gave, what I mean standalone, they weren't part of a major, big, huge corporation, they'd be shut down. They'd go out of business. But they do serve a purpose. You ever heard the phrase, it's a loss leader? Well, they're loss leaders for these businesses. They work as, in many respects, marketing units for certain political parties, politicians. It's a way that the establishment can get whatever they want to get out to you. It's their propaganda networks. They don't solve any problem. They don't report. They just argue. They just argue, and they never come up with a solution to anything. Yeah, they're an abomination. They're not going to cover the truth. There's no money in it anymore, according to them, the way the country's structured. They're not interested in the truth. I talk about business news all the time. If the business press were to actually do honest-to-goodness financial planning on the air, my God, it would certainly be a game changer. All of these people that parade on the program, all their advertisers would go away. It wouldn't work. They want people in the entire climate of buy, sell, hold, buy, sell, hold, buy, sell, hold. We don't have enough people here, unfortunately, in the country that, and again, I'm really, when I say I'm old-fashioned, I'm old-fashioned in the ancient sense of the word. And going back to days where you're courageous. You do things not because they're just going to benefit you, but you do them because it's the right thing to do, even though it might hurt you. And we've gotten far away from that. I mean, you see examples on, like, for example, there was a recent violent incident on a subway in New York where this guy started kicking this old lady. And what did everybody do? Everybody just stood there filming it on their cameras rather than to intervene and put a stop to what this horrible man was doing. And I just don't get that. Like I said, I may be getting way too old, but I don't know. I think we could, that whole philosophy has kind of left us. But this is where we are today. And the sense is that people will justify their actions in life, and we see this all the time on Wall Street. It's legal. We go back to the financial crisis 10 years ago. Nobody was prosecuted every single time. Oh, you'll see somebody on TV. Well, no, they didn't do anything illegal. It was all legal. It's legal, but was it ethical? Going to talk about the ethical and the legal when we get back. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street. Your Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Again, we invite you to become a part of The Watchdog on Wall Street family. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
It's all you have to do to make it real.
Chris Markowski is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The full Mueller report was released Thursday morning to the public, but not before President Trump got a sneak peek. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
The Attorney General William Barr confirming that the White House got an advance look at it earlier today. President Trump's first words about it at an event at the White House.
No collusion, no obstruction.
The president speaks as he hosts 29 veterans at the White House from the Wounded Warrior Project.
There never was, by the way, and there never will be.
Now House Democrats are saying they want to hear from the special counsel Robert Mueller himself as soon as possible. And when he spoke at the Justice Department earlier, Attorney General Bill Barr said he had no objection to Mueller testifying about his final report.
To read the full report, you can go to justice.gov/storage/report. This is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Oh, O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, get 5 quarts and a Wix filter for $33.99. Plus, get a $15 gift card and 150 O-Rewards points. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
I forgot it. There's an old, like I said, going back to ancient Rome, a saying, and I don't remember it exactly, but it's been changed over the years. I think a recent, maybe from the 1960s, way of explaining it is if you're not a part of the solution, you're a part of the problem. Nicholas Taleb, one of my favorite authors and philosophers out there, he explains it like this. If you see a fraud, and you do not expose or report the fraud, then you are a fraud. There have been many instances. Many instances in my career, and in particular when I first started off on Wall Street, again, I was young, naive. I would see things, and they didn't seem right. They didn't pass the smell test for me, but I was a kid. I was a kid, and everyone around me was doing the involved in whatever deal was going on. They were all Ivy League types. They're telling me all this is okay. And I start asking questions. I start asking questions because, again, you might think about that scene in Animal House with the devil and the angel on the shoulder. Well, the angel was in my ear saying, something's not right, Chris. You've got to look into this a little bit further. And I did and asked questions and was basically poo-pooed, told to shut up and just keep doing what you're supposed to do. And you're going to make money and you're going to be fine and all is going to be okay. But, I couldn't. After a while, I couldn't let it go. And again, it hurt. It hurt me. It hurt my brother, what we had to go through, trying to expose corruption that we started recognizing was corrupt. Again, we didn't have our arms around it from the get-go, but eventually figured it out. And what had happened to us, fighting against a big firm that has a hell of a lot more money than we do and a lot more money to spend on lawyers, and what it did to us. As kids, we were right. We were proven right, and we were bankrupted. We were bankrupted. Spent all our money on lawyers. We were right. And guess what? People went to jail. The bad guys went to jail, went out of business. But again, big deal. We didn't get a participation trophy. It was what it was. And back then, it hurt having to start over. Start at square one. It did. It was the right thing to do. It was the right thing to do. And what I have encountered over my years, and again, this is people ask me, how do you spot all of this stuff? I've been around. I know. I can see. Like I said, I can read a news story and I can see a narrative. I can take a look at some investment scheme, whatever it may be that someone is being pitched, and I will know. I'll know. And you know, the funny thing is, you know, I've had many debates and arguments with well-to-do people in the various different businesses that they're involved in. And I'll ask them questions. And you know what always kind of tips you off? It's all legal. Everything we're doing is legal. That's what they'll say. Everything we're doing is legal. It is it? Okay. Is it ethical? Is it ethical? All the major investment houses, right? All of them after the financial crisis. Nobody goes to jail. We didn't do anything wrong. No. All of them. I see nothing. I know nothing. I do nothing. All Hogan's heroes there all of a sudden, right? What they were doing, guess what? Wasn't legal. Goldman Sachs and other big investment houses out there creating crappy product, selling it, knowing that it's crappy product, and then betting that the crappy product is going to fail. It was perfectly legal for them to do that. Is it ethical? Is that somebody that you want to do business with? Is that an institution of business that you want to do business with? Is that, I mean, they call themselves professionals. Why? Because they wear a suit and a tie? I got to be honest with you people. You know, I spend long hours. I'm up 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning every day. I'm in the financial business. I tell you now, you know, most of the day I'm in gym clothes. Not that I don't like, I don't mind putting on a nice suit. I like dressing nice. It's just, I'm running around. I'm doing stuff. I'm hearing you. I'm crazed all the time. I'm not kidding. Most of my day, I'm wearing gym clothes. But because these people wear suits and ties all day long and have fancy watches and cars, everything we did was legal. But was it ethical? Got to take a break. Listening to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com is our site. Again, you know what we do here. Liars, crooks, cheats, we beat them down. Become a part of the Watchdog on Wall Street family. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com or give us a call, 800-471-5984.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
Exercise is hard. So is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Sadly, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly a million people a year. Even sadder, most of these deaths are preventable with a few lifestyle changes, including regular activity, healthier eating, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. And if your doctor recommends lifestyle changes or medication, listen. The reason so many die is because not enough are willing to change. You can stop it, starting right now. It's your life. Listen to your doctor. Eat better. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-319-2629. That's 800-319-2629. 800-319-2629.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back, everybody. Always, always honored to be in front of the microphone. I really do cherish my time doing this program. I really do. And let me tell you something. I really do appreciate my listeners out there all over the country and the response that they get, and emails, all sorts of good stuff, the kudos. I can't tell you how much it means to me. It really does. Makes it all worthwhile. Again, I mentioned my batting average. My batting average in helping people out, trying to avoid getting ripped off and scammed, is not that good. I mean, it's not that guy on the Baltimore Orioles bad. What's his name, that poor fella? But anyway, it could be better. Again, I'll get into that a little bit later. Again, it's a belief system thing with people buying into ripoffs and scams. But I want to expand upon what we were talking about a little bit further. See if you can get your arms around this, the whole ethical and legal. Now, started off the program, we're talking about what? Problems in capitalism. Why do you think that is? Why do you think how all of this stuff, these companies can get so big, how they can be protected? And the system that's in place. Let me ask you a question. Do you think is it ethical for a politician to, let's say, serve 3-4 terms in Congress, and then go work for a lobbying firm. Working for various different companies trying to get contracts from the federal government, utilizing their Rolodex that they got when they were a congressman. Do you think it's legal? Do you think it's ethical? Do you think it's ethical? I wouldn't let that person watch my kids. I wouldn't let that person mow my lawn. This is what I think of these people. Do you know how, let me explain also how the, kind of the other system works too, is that you get regulators all the time, right? You ever wonder why regulations are thousands and thousands of pages long? Regulations are thousands of pages long, so they're written in gray. And they can write in all sorts of loopholes for various different people and entities to skirt the law, skirt the regulations. And what happens is the regulators who write this law, put these laws together, these rules together, what they do is they leave from being a regulator, and then they go work for a law firm helping out the businesses navigate their way through all the loopholes. Perfectly legal. Is it ethical? Is it the right thing to do? Yeah, it's interesting because, again, we've built up a client base over the years where we've got like-minded people, and there's a reason for that. Yeah, your mom and dad said you are who your friends say you are. You know, you kind of are who your business associates are, too, your clients are, right? Just think about it a little bit. Got to take a break. Again, you're listening to the Watchdog on Wall Street show, watchdogonwallstreet.com, 24-hour-a-day help hotline, 800-471-5984. That's 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everyone. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street show. And I know I cite lots of books here on the program, but I oftentimes go back to this in particular author, Nassim Nicholas Taleb. Again, I think probably one of the, not the, but I put him up there, top five smartest guys on the planet by far. By far. You want a fix for many of our problems? If I ever ended up becoming president, which would never happen because I'd never run, he'd be the first guy I'd hire. First guy I would hire. His book, Antitrust, which I again, I grab from time to time here on the program. It's a book that you're going to want to reread it every single year. It's that good. It's that good. And many of the things that he talks about here, one of the reasons why maybe I like it so much is he has fully, I guess, explained many of my thoughts and ideas and things that we've talked about here in the program in a way much, much better than I ever could. So, I highly recommend it. I want to read a little bit from it right now. It's about the tyranny of the collective. I was talking about how I fail when it comes to warning people about ripoffs and scams again and again and again. I fail all the time. And my success rate, my batting average is not what I'd like it to be. Mistakes made collectively, not individually, are the hallmark of organized knowledge. And the best argument against it. The argument, because everyone is doing it, or that's how others do it, abounds. It is not trivial. People who on their own would not do something because they find it silly now engage in the same thing, but in groups. And this is where academia and its institutional structure tends to violate science. Now, he gets involved in regards to talking about how they're teaching risk management improperly at colleges and universities. It's mathematically incorrect. Yet, these colleges and universities continue to teach these same classes anyway, because they got to graduate kids, and they got to make money, and they got to send these kids off to Wall Street firms. Oh, I agree with the tyranny of the collective all the time. That's what I'm fighting all the time. How often here on the program we talked about the poison of conventional wisdom? Back in the 1990s, everybody knew that earnings didn't matter and dot-coms were going to continue to go through the roof. It was a new paradigm. It was a new economy until it wasn't. And everyone back in 2004, 5, 6, even into 2007, knew that real estate is going to keep going up, 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 and up, and could never come back down. Real estate can never go down. Right. Countless examples that we've talked about here on the program. And this also works not just in the grander scheme. It works, and I've witnessed it obviously happen in smaller groups and pockets. There's various different ways that financial crooks will go after people. Again, one of the best ways is you have to find out what people want, what they're thinking, what their desires are. Now, for people on the left, many people on the far left, they've got this cult-like belief that the world is going to end in 12 years and everything, global warming is the greatest problem we've ever had and all this stuff. You know how many different scams, investment scams that I've tried to warn people about over the years? How many different scams that were out there, investment scams where you're going to invest? And again, the left loves this stuff. Oh, you're going to invest in this wonderful company. It's terrific, and we've got this great new technology. And you're going to save the globe, and you're going to make money. You just had another one go to jail here. This was a $54 million Ponzi scheme, this Amanda Knorr and her company. It was named Mantria. This was a company that was touted by Bill Clinton and the Clinton Global Initiative. It lost people everything. It was a Ponzi scheme. And it took me no more than 10 minutes to figure it out. But no. The collective wants this. They want to believe in it. It's working. Again, it's a belief system. They want to believe in it. You can take a look at this at the flip side. How many different scams have we exposed or tried to help people out that come from places of worship, churches, synagogues, mosques, where we've got a biblical investment program where you're going to help build churches here or build stuff in Africa or do mission work and make money at the same time. And these people, oh yeah, they could cite Bible verse with the best of them. And they, again, they use God to help sell their scam. People want to believe. They want to believe. And this is where I falter. And people, I've tried different techniques to try to get through to people. I've tried the yelling and screaming. I've tried the calm approach. I've tried the Socratic approach, the reasonable approach. I've tried it all. Once people are convinced, it's hard. It really is. One of the things we have tried really, really hard to do here over the years is try to basically prep people to not being a victim. Be better than that. Understand that everything in life that has meaning, value, and worth involves work, time, and effort. We got to take a break. Man, we got a lot still to go over on the program today. Don't go anywhere. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, or give us a call, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At an event for wounded warriors, President Trump speaks about the Mueller report that was released earlier on Thursday.
I'm having a good day, too. It was called No Collusion, No Obstruction.
The president also says,
but I say it in front of my friends, this should never happen to another president again. This hoax, it should never happen to another president again.
The final report did say there's no clear evidence that President Trump committed obstruction of justice or collusion. The central United States is bracing for a large storm that'll bring lots of heavy rain, which raises flooding concerns in areas that are still recovering from previous flash floods. In addition, the National Weather Service is also warning folks to stay alert regarding tornadoes, which have already been sighted in Texas and Oklahoma, where they dealt with tornadoes already last week. The entire Mueller report is posted on our Facebook page at USA Radio. This is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Lowe's knows you're the pro who does it right and finds more ways to save because your business depends on it. We do it right, too, with everyday savings on the supplies you use most. Now get 10% off 5-gallon buckets of Valspar Contractor Coat and Storm Coat paints. And save when you buy in bulk, because when you buy three or more Purdy brushes, you get 15% instant savings. For your next job and the next, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Paint offer valid through 424. Purdy offer valid through 6-5. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
An Ohio man claiming to be a missing child from Illinois is facing new charges. Here's an update from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A federal grand jury indictment filed Thursday accuses 23-year-old Brian Michael Rinney of Medina, Ohio, of two counts of lying to federal agents and one count of aggravated identity theft. The federal prosecutor says he made false statements and it carries a possible sentence of 8 years in prison if convicted. The identity theft count would bring a mandatory 2 years. He had been arrested earlier on a single false statement count after DNA testing proved he wasn't Timothy Pitson, who he claimed to be. That boy had disappeared in 2011 at the age of six. Rinney's being held without bond, and arraignment is scheduled for Friday.
The 2019 NFL schedule is out, so you can plan your fall accordingly. The regular season kicks off with the Chicago Bears hosting their NFC rivals, the Green Bay Packers, Thursday night, September 5th. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-